Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Sharon Shaw
in November 2011.
When the theme was transitions.
The week I decided to drop out of my second university was like the 27th, 28th of December. You know, those days between Christmas and New Year, not important to have fancy names. I also decided to dispatch with my double-barrel-named Golf GTI driving stoner of a boyfriend of 3 years. My very unimpressed parents, to add insult to injury, kicked me out of my ear with about 50 quid in my pocket and a really bad attitude. We didn't talk for 6 months, by which time I managed to get myself together a bit, which basically means I got myself a job rather than padding around my mate's house in his dressing gown, drinking his beer, watching Countdown, consuming his mother's Valium, and picking off the more attractive of his male visitors. The decision to get this job came about only after a rather theatrical intervention on the part of my exasperated host. His end? To liberate his sofa from my ass. He had recently come out to his stepfather by fact, so was apparently now an expert in facing up to one's demons. I struggled to remember what he said, but clearly it resonated. So I got this job, a great job actually, miraculously, very easily. And it was a pretty serious one too. I was organising events for a company that, for the purposes of this, shall remain unnamed, that basically saw me organising events for heads of state and industry at places like the Dorchester, eating canapes and drinking bucket loads of champagne. There was also an exhausting amount of liaising to do of a day. This apparent, but trust me, totally surface-level transition to adulthood greatly pleased my parents, who decided I was once again worthy of their attention. Rather a daughter breaking bread with the ambassador to the court of St. James than calling them shit-faced from some unknown location in the middle of the night, needing a lift. So there I was, playing adult in my fancy suit, worrying that someone would realise I wasn't really meant to be there. And at some point, I made really good friends with the CEO. She was a married woman about 10 years older than me. And we'd go for drinks after work at Claridge's, of course. Her to avoid having to go home to her husband, and me because what else do you do after work at 19, 20? At some point, this turned into a relationship, a rude one. Something first happened the night I broke my elbow. It was a spectacular sort of Matrix-style slow-motion slide across the street. We ended up drinking a bottle of cheap red wine in the romantic setting that is the Royal Free Hospital A&E waiting room. And she gave my phone number to a man that had been talking to himself all night as a joke while I was in triage. But anyway, sorry, there was no big bang, no fanfare. It just kind of happened, and it felt right. I figured I had to tell my folks. That's what you do. You come out, right? Here I am, this newly minted adult. I was just going to come straight out with it. Which I did, very unfortunately, in a moving vehicle. I don't recommend it. This vehicular bombshell resulted in a series of expletives and my being jettisoned from the car. Not, may I add, before getting a boot into the bag of a waitress shopping in the front seat. I didn't get any eggs, but I certainly showed her purple sprouting broccoli what for. So off I went back to my apartment, actually a Muse House in Mayfair. We were living together now, in secret, of course. And as I walked in the door, it hit me. I realised, all of a sudden, not only am I apparently gay, but I was in a secret relationship with the boss of the company, this older married lady with a very large rugby player-sized defence contractor of a soon-to-be ex-husband. So, we owned furniture in this secret house, for Christ's sake. So I completely freaked out, and I knew I needed to make a change. You know, in a serious note, it's quite something when you realise and you vocalise your otherness to, like, yourself and the world, and then to sort of jump back in the closet, so to speak, is a little bit stifling. You know, I was all, like, wanting to drape myself in the bloody rainbow flag, not play house in some sort of Jerry Springer episode in the making. So I did what anyone else in my situation would do. I got myself a red-tipped mohawk and a wife beater. And I persuaded my girlfriend to move to LA. No one knew her there. She could stop hiding her shame and we could figure it all out as we went along. It was a bizarre change of scenery, you know, going from your average night out like a London boozer like this or a straight club to navigating the gay ways of LA, going to nightclubs called things like Big Fat Dick or Twat Boutique. And fending off blokes in leather chaps and not much else that, you know, think you're a guy until they turn you around and look of disappointment. But, you know, I wanted to be part of a club. I wanted to be able to pepper my chat with all of the shorthand that comes with being part of a minority group. You know, to learn to be gay. How do you chat up girls? You know, a long nail's really appropriate. You'll get it in a minute. That sort of thing, you know. And then one night, it came to me. One night, months later, it was one night in a car park in West Hollywood by an all-night taco stand. I admitted to my girlfriend of 3 years that I was in love with someone else, a Brazilian Los Angelino girl I'd fallen completely in love with. Truth be told, after watching her perform Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer at some karaoke dive bar on the roof of my house, and that I was moving out that day to share a flat with a crazy Scientologist cat lady in Echo Park, and go work for 90s heartthrob Alec Baldwin. And as she threw me up against the hood of her large black SUV, unimpressed, dyke as well, black SUV, I forgot about that. And I forgot to mention she was also a black belt. I realised I was part of the club. We all are. Every day we put one foot in front of the other. We're moving from one state to another, from kid to bigger kid, from sober to drunk. From straight to gay, and, you know, from hating public speaking or reading to airing my dirty laundry to a room of very patient strangers. Thank you.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates,
with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.